Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, of course, we just wrapped up the first holiday of the summer, which would be Memorial Day. It's a good time to recognize a program that honors and empowers our veterans. Tell me all about it.
Well, you're right, Rhonda. We're very proud to announce Homegrown by Heroes is something we're going to promote in South Carolina. New marketing program, and it really focuses on our veterans who are farmers and gives them an extra edge, if you will, in selling their fruits and vegetables or whatnot based on their service to our country. So we're real proud of that.
Absolutely. Now, this program actually started a couple of years ago in a neighboring state, and it has just grown from there.
Well, you're right. Kentucky Department of Agriculture started that and then later on picked up nationally by the Farmer Veteran Coalition, and it is really making a push nationwide, and South Carolina is still one of the first states to adopt it. So what we like to see is just an ability to highlight veteran farmers, folks who served in the military, honorably discharged, and a farm that's at least 50% or more owned by one of our veterans. They'll get additional labeling at their farm so that a buyer will know that they are buying from a veteran.
This is part of an overall picture to try to pull down the average age of the American farmer as well as the South Carolina farmer.
Well, you're right about that. That's one thing we've talked about before that I see as a challenge. The average age of a farmer is somewhere in 59, late 50s, even maybe close to 60. And our veterans, naturally, after their service, most of them in their 30s. So it is an effort as well to another way that we're looking for the next generation of farmers in South Carolina. These just happen to be focused on those who served our country.
And of course, many veterans come back from being deployed overseas, and they really don't have a lot of good job prospects. That happens, unfortunately, more often than we'd like to say.
Well, you're right, and if a veteran gets a mentoring opportunity on another farm for a number of years, learning the trade, and then takes that step to go out on their own, then if they've done that, they qualify for a Homegrown by Heroes marketing program. So you're right about that, and it's just our way of trying to help our veterans, just one more way to try to help them in appreciation for what they've done for our country.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.